Hey, bud.
Hey, how are you doing, bud?
I'm okay.
Cool. How am I out here?
Your levels are good, by the way.
Good. I just want to see what my levels are actually speaking, which 60% might be okay. I'm putting up at 70 just so I can be heard because I'm going to talk quiet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, so what I was trying to say, though, was, you know, Laura contacted me yesterday explaining what happened with the situation with her family and stuff. And the thing is, like I was trying to explain to you, think of, like, what would happen if your mom fell, for example. You would basically go running to make sure she was okay, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. When that happens to somebody, you don't have time to necessarily be like, oh, shit, you know, I need to get going. You run, okay? Laura's aunt basically is having a lot of trouble moving, and she fell twice in the restroom yesterday when she was trying to get up off of the facilities and stuff. And she smashed her head into the side of the tub and into the side of the toilet or something, we think, anyway. She got herself a couple of good knocks on the head. She's doing okay, but problem is, you know, when that happened, Jay basically yells for Laura because Laura's been sleeping with her in her bedroom to make sure that she's okay because they're concerned about her. And there's a lot of stuff that you don't know, you know, what's going on with that. So this is not a case of Laura was always just abandoning the show. This was a case of, you know, this could have been a bona fide. She could have been dead on the floor for all they knew, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not the kind of thing you want to deal with. You know, you don't want to go making assumptions. And I understand, I mean, you're frustrated, but it's like, you know, like I pointed out to Laura, you know, part of it is when you're doing a show or you're taking requests, it's hard to really plan for that kind of stuff. You can't. So the only option you have is if you want to plan for family shit to go boom is to basically go and do your show a week out. So get your request in this week for next week, you know, put it all together, and then just basically automate the crap out of it and run it. But, you know, that's just kind of a thing.
Or do what Joseph does. He takes the request a week ahead of time and then pre-records it.
Well, right, that's the thing, okay? And the thing is, she could do that, but she was not expecting to have that happen to her yesterday yet any more than anything else were.
You know? I mean, Herbie said he wasn't going to fire her, but he was going to talk to her because he's been getting a lot of complaints about that same thing, so.
Well, the thing about it is, when you have family shit going on, though, I mean, look, if your mom fell, or if your mom had to go to the hospital because she broke her leg or whatever, okay? Look at what happened with, let's take what happened with me, for example, okay?
Yeah.
What would happen if, you know, let's say I fell down the stairs in this apartment, in Janelle's apartment, and I smashed my head into the wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Janelle took her time getting to me. What do you think would happen to me?
You die.
Potentially, yes. So, if you have something like that where it's a fall or it's something serious that could be serious.
Right, yeah.
You don't want to say, oh, listeners, I'm going to go and queue up another few songs and then run. No. You want to fucking run. Okay? That's what you want to do. You don't want to wait. You don't want to try to be professional. Because at that point, your family's on the line. Your aunt, your mom, whoever, is probably in pain, probably hurting, may or may not need to go to the hospital. If she does, you need to make sure that you're ready to get her there. You know? And...
Yeah.
Your show is going to have to take a back seat for that. There's nothing else you can do about it.
Yeah, but would she have time to disconnect? Like, is...
What part of literally she ran out the door don't you get, Mike? You know, think about it. When you hear somebody fall, okay? I've had this happen before, that's how I know. When you hear somebody fall, like when my dad fell, for example, there was a time when he fell when he was trying to bring groceries in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I literally ran in about 10 seconds flat from my bedroom down to the living room to make sure he was okay. He literally was within less than 2 inches of smashing his head open on the edge of a coffee table that we had there in the living room. What had happened was we had a piece of plywood we were using as a gate for our dog at the time, for Shay. Dad had decided it would be a brilliant idea to try to step over the plywood holding a bunch of groceries in his arms at the same time. He basically broke the board in half. Mind you, he didn't do this once. He did it twice with two different pieces of plywood. After that, he's like, fuck it. We're getting an actual fucking gate. But the first time he did it, though, he literally fell so hard the entire house bounced. He literally went sprawling flat on his back.
Whoa.
No, seriously, dude. That house in Centerville was really bouncy. If you walked in the living room, it would literally bounce the floor in the bedroom. So when I heard the, when I felt the bedroom floor go voomph, I'm like, oh, fuck me. What the fuck was that? And I ran out there and I'm like, are you okay, Dad? You know? That's the kind of reaction time you're talking about. You didn't have time to say, oh, I'll be back in a few minutes. Okay? You don't have time for that.
You run. Yeah.
You just run to make sure they're okay. That's what's going on with this. Yeah. Does it suck that her show was left up, microphone open, team talk, microphone open, etc.? Yeah, it does. The problem is, though, that could have been a really bad situation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you have things like that happen, things like broadcasting take a backseat. You know? If I was doing a show when that had happened, the show would have been fucking, just paused, you know? It would have been broadcasting, but it would have been basically paused because I wasn't able to broadcast at that point. You know, Laura even talked to Jay afterwards, and Jay was like, get back to your show, you know? And Laura tried to push through the rest of the show and basically had it go boom. Well, the reason why is because she was worried about her aunt. And I told her, there's nothing wrong in saying, hey, you know, due to circumstances beyond our control, we're not able to continue the broadcast. That is perfectly acceptable to say, given the situation you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But again, you know, Laura likes to try to push through things, and it's hard when you know.
She didn't explain everything what happened. All she said was I had to, you know, I mean, I didn't have to, but I just...
No, the thing about it is, though, remember, she does not owe you an explanation, okay? There's nothing anywhere that says that she owes you an explanation, but again, you know, that was a situation that could have been really bad, and you really have to think about that. If somebody is running down the hall like that, okay, it's usually because somebody's in danger of either injuring themselves or has injured themselves, okay? Mm-hmm. And Laura's aunt's not easy to move either, apparently, from what I understand. So they need all the help they can get when it comes to trying to lift her off the floor and stuff. From what I understand, anyway.
So she can't get up by her, okay.
No. Yeah. Basically, she's having trouble getting up and down, amongst other things. She was in the hospital for 20 days, basically, and from what I understand, didn't move very much. So a lot of her muscles have become weak as a result, because she's elderly.
Yeah.
So what's happening now is that when she tries to move, it's a bit like you with your CP, you know? You try to move and your body's like trying to fight you the entire time, or you don't have enough strength to move whatever you're trying to move, and you shake, or what have you. And also, she's not aware of her legs going from under her, so it's just boom, you know? What the hell? Was that snow on the roof?
What's that?
Okay, because that sounded like it was coming from below. I'm like, what the heck was that?
Yeah, I wonder.
I hope whoever's downstairs is all right.
Well, down below you is just a stairwell.
No, I know, but it sounded like, whatever it was, sounded like it came from below in the staircase or whatever, but that was weird. Even Aaron heard it on Team Talk.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it must have been snow on the roof, I guess.
Here.
Right, that would explain it, yeah. That would explain it.
How much snow did y'all get?
How much snow do you think we have to now? Like about eight inches or so?
No. It turned to rain, so it all just got compounded down.
Oh,
so
we...
Probably like two inches when you look at it outside.
Oh, nice. So we have a lot less snow then.
What?
Yeah,
we got
it's
way
like
more than
wet,
you.
Gross,
snow. Yeah. And Aaron's like, we got way more than you did. He's laughing because he got more than we did.
Where is he?
He's in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they
Philadelphia.
More south of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're south or what? Yeah, we're south of you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Massachusetts is north and east of you. Yeah. Pennsylvania is west of, like, New York and New Jersey around there.
So do you think I should call Herbie back or...
Mm-hmm.
Let him know, like, the circumstances.
I would. I would, or if you want to bring him up on the server, you can do that, too. I don't care.
Or should we go meet up on the... Because he likes to do this stuff on the mix. Should we just go up there?
I mean, yeah, we can.
So then you can kind of explain, too, about what happened and stuff. And
yeah, I mean, like I said, you can use my dad as an example, though. You know, like, that story is a true story.
Yeah, well,
my dad will
even
tell you, he's fucking terrified, because to him, when he saw it close to that coffee table, he was like, holy shit, that was... He was terrified afterwards.
Well...
No, seriously, because
so
that...
Him?
That coffee table had really sharp corners. If he had smashed his head on that, it would have literally killed him.
Oh, I know.
It would have pretty much killed him.
I cracked my head open on the coffee table one time, and damn, it hurt. Holy fuck, it hurt. Because what happened was, I was trying to get something off the couch, and I was sitting on my walker, and the walker flipped right over and landed right on the coffee table. I'm like, ow! My head's bleeding, Mom. Can you help me?
Ow.
She goes, yeah. Like,
that's funny.
So I would call Herbie first and see if he's available.
Sure, do that. And then, either bring him up here or I'll go over there. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm eating food right now, so.
FaceTime audio Herbie Allen on speaker. I was asking to me and stuff
on FaceTime audio call to Herbie Allen on speaker.
Mm-hmm. Oatmeal is nice.
Love oatmeal.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course he doesn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
He never answers.
No.
Switch on.
I'll just leave him an audio message. Should I just leave him calling you back?
Mm-hmm.
It's better to do in your person, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he was going to talk to her anyways on Thursday about some other things, so he said he was just going to mention it to her, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't going to fire her, but...
No.
He sounded pretty mad, though.
Well, the problem is he didn't get the whole context. And when you go off half-cocked with assumptions, that's what happens. You know?
Yeah.
The other thing as well is Laura doesn't generally want to go revealing a lot of her family shit to people all over the place either. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm only telling you because she told me.
I just felt like left out and stuff.
No, I get that. But I mean, dude, when you have something like that happen, like if my dad had fallen yesterday or something like that, I would have probably done the exact same thing she did if I were broadcasting.
Yeah, but then she got all the other requests in after her family. That's what I don't get.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just a case of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long the thing took. I don't have a copy of the archives, though. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't have the archives. I wish I did.
Mm. Yeah, but that would help.
Oh, yeah, I could pull it from the mix. Yeah. I think, what's it called, Laura's Country Mart, thing?
Mm.
Yeah. I can get it from
if it's place. Uploaded.
Yeah, it is. What's his face got it? Kev Streska.
Mm.
I haven't talked to him in months. Wow. I talked to him last night, briefly.
Mm. Where'd you run him?
On the mix.
Oh, cool.
I should invite him up here.
You totally should. Let him know that, hey, I want to chat with him at some point.
Yeah.
Because I have a Steam Deck server here. I might as well take advantage of it, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Whatever happened to Theaters?
Yeah.
He's
around. I haven't run into him in ages. He's been dealing with a lot of stuff in his life and stuff. I don't know much about it, but I've heard secondhand info about people just... Yeah, he's dealing with being a bit of a lovesick puppy over somebody that he basically cheated on. And the problem is, they don't want him back, but he doesn't want to accept that. So it's one of those usual bullshit things, you know?
Yeah.
What can you
do? I saw they left Joe's game up here a couple weeks ago.
Jeez. My butt's been going doing that all night. It's okay.
Ouch.
Sorry, dude.
Things you don't go doing to a phone and butts and...
and a table and acoustics.
Table.
I'm okay, it's just like, damn.
I heard you're trying new medication or something?
It's not I'm trying new medication, it's just that,
9:00. Oh, come here, phone.
I'm just doing a different steroid. I'm doing a slightly lower steroid dose than I was doing.
So that's making you sleep more. Maybe. You legit fell asleep on Kevin when you were trying to explain something to you.
I know. Well, dude, you also have to realize I was so out of it, I couldn't really talk.
Yeah, man, it's funny because Kevin's like, Sean.
There was also the time when I did that on Brandon when I was doped up on Benadryl and on IV. Brandon was terrified, like, dude, are you okay? I'm like,
Kevin
was
next to everybody, he's like, Sean, are you awake? He's like, Sean? Sean?
Yeah.
Sean?
Yeah.
I'm like, Kevin, I think he's asleep.
Yeah.
You might not want to wake up the bear, because you might, growl at you.
Uh-huh.
Or bark at you, dog.
Uh-huh.
Boy dog.
Yeah.
I had one point where I went in Joseph's call by accident. I meant to go in another call, and he was sleeping, and I said hi, and he booted me out of the call because I woke him up or whatever. He's like,
that's too funny.
Oh, crap. My counsel's calling me.
Okay.
Shit.
I'll catch you later.
I forgot about that. Fuck. All right. I'll call back on later.
Yep.
I'll come back on after.
Okay, catch you later, bud.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
How you doing?